This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-TALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I've already kind of weighed in on this whole Medicare for All, and nobody seems to be listening to me. So we're Facebook Live-ing this again, because I just think somebody needs to consult a doctor, a nurse, a pharmacist, dentist. Could somebody kind of consult us before you start promising the farm to everybody? You know, that term, you know, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? I mean, there's some relevance to this. Let's back up for a second here. Why buy the cow if you get the milk for free? It's kind of never made sense to me, that whole phrase. But for Medicare for All, some of you guys are on Medicare and you love it. Some of you people are like, you know what? Medicare works for me. I'm good with that. Let everybody have it. Some of you are like, oh, hell no. I like my insurance. Some of you are like, well, the deductibles stink. The, you know, copays stink. I'm not really getting the medications I want, so why am I paying $1,200 a month for my premiums? Why not just, you know, enjoy what the government could provide? Well, how much do you guys pay right now for Medicare? I mean, will this work? It's so easy to promise stuff. You know, when people campaign, it's so easy to promise, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do Medicare for All, or we're going to repeal Obamacare. Promises go left and right all the time. So let's break this down. How much do you guys pay for Medicare now? You don't know, do you? I think it's like 1.45%, and then your employer pays the other 1.45%, so it's like 2.9% total. So, let's say I'm self-employed. I have to cover what the employer is in place. So let's say I make $100,000 a year. 2.9% is what? $290. That's what I'm paying for Medicare right now. So, you know, when I become Medicare age, God willing, I'm probably going to need a hemorrhoidectomy. Definitely going to need my hysterectomy. I'll probably have a couple cases of super gonorrhea because they say seniors are really out there, you know, playing the field. So if Corey leaves me, oh my gosh, hell yeah, I'm going to be all over the place. So one shot of penicillin, is enough to, that'd be for syphilis. But yeah, I'm expecting to get an STD in my senior years. I mean, why not? I'm going to live. That $290 I'm paying now a year barely touches it. So, you know, Bernie Sanders had suggested, well, you know, we raise income tax on employers about 6.5%. I think raise income tax on employees by 2.2%. I just don't see where the money's going to be. But it's not even a money thing. Okay, as a doctor, let me kind of break stuff down for you guys. One fear I have in terms of Medicare for All is there's not a lot of doctors out there that want to take Medicare patients. And again, I kind of tell you the behind the scenes sort of thing. So, you know, I'm a family doc. So let's see how my practice went. Okay. I have a teenager who has a cough. All right. Teenagers don't want to talk to you. So that office visit, pretty damn fast. I could be out of there in 10, 15 minutes. Yet 85-year-old great grandpa who has knee pain and CHF and early Parkinson's. I know people say, well, a lot of older people have dementia, so you don't have to talk to them. No. You talk to them, okay? First of all, most old people don't have dementia. And second, you still talk to them. You still take care of them, right? But I got to tell you something. You guys don't realize this. You know who's the least paid doctor out there? The least paid doctors out there are pediatricians. I mean, go figure. Just like teachers are the least paid for what they do. We really undertreat the people that take care of our kids. So pediatricians make the least amount of money. And you're like, why is that? You know, that makes no sense. The kid is quick. Has a sore throat, look at the throat, you know, look at the diaper rash, tell them to get the hell out. Well, the reason why I think pediatricians make the least amount of money is they can't see as many patients as a family doctor can or even a geriatrician because the parents come in and they ask a lot of questions. And not only the parents, but the aunt or the grandma or the mother-in-law. So every time I would see a pediatric patient, my nurse is like, oh, that's okay. It's like a quick ear infection. We could fit them in between your two pap smears. And I'm like, well, no, because how many people are in the room? It's very, very interesting, especially with the new moms. So you have the new mom sitting there, right? And then you have grandma, and then you have the other grandma, the mother-in-law. And everybody tries to peacock, right, their medical knowledge to the doctor. So I'm looking at the kid. I think the kid might have a otitis media and or an ear infection. So I go, okay, well, you know, we'd like to do some antibiotics. Okay, well, great grandma pipes in, going, well, you know, we used to use molasses and stick it on the eardrum, and that used to work lickety split. And I'm like, oh, that's fascinating. Yeah, and I look down at daughter, you know, who's the new mom, and she's looking at me like, please help. Okay, because I get this every day, and, you know, I just want to treat my baby the way I want to treat my baby. So I got to play both sides, because you can't take off a mother-in-law. You took off a mother-in-law, oh, my God. Okay, you are done for. So I'm like, well, you know, molasses thing may work. You know, I like molasses, but I'm going to use a third-generation cephalosporin, or I'm going to use amoxiclav instead. And then, you know, she's, you know, they strut a little bit when they kind of like get a little bit. And I'm like, but I love the idea of using natural, you know, God gave us a lot of things on this earth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you start kind of, you know, agreeing with them and you engage them and all that. But then mom, like first grandma steps in. And then the other problem we have with pediatrics is everybody asks the same question, but in different ways. So I have a kid with a fever. So I'm like, all right, so you're going to give Tylenol and then you can alternate with, you know, some Motrin. Then mom's like, okay, so you want me to alternate Tylenol with Motrin like every 3-4 hours? Yeah. Then grandma's like, well, what about ibuprofen? I'm like, well, ibuprofen is Motrin. So what should I do with the ibuprofen? You can alternate the ibuprofen with the Motrin. Then great grandma goes, okay, so what? And you're like, oh my God, can I just have one proxy? Can I just have one person to explain all this to? Okay, and then finally everybody leaves, but then always somebody forgets to ask something. And you know, the pediatricians are nicer than those family docs. The pediatricians are like, no problem, just, you know, take your time, take time. I'm like, look, I gotta sew somebody up in room 2. I got a possible MI in room 3. Are you guys, do you have all your questions answered? Are you good? Are you good? You know, people ask me if I'm upset that people go to Google. No, I don't. If you want to go to Google, I'm totally okay with that. I mean, if you're gonna ask me the same question 3-4 times, please let Google, you know, take some of that, you know, weight off my shoulders, you know, but I have no problem with that because, you know, I have to see what 4 or 5 patients an hour. So it works out. So anyway, Medicare for all. I don't think we're going to have enough doctors that's going to, you know, put up with all that. People are already fleeing left and right. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Medicare.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, I do telemedicine. So I take care of patients now in multiple states. I have licenses in multiple states now. And a patient that called in, and this is just heartbreaking. And unfortunately, this is something that I think a lot of you guys are suffering with. And it's an epidemic that nobody's even talking about and nobody's addressing. I've talked about it on my show, but we need to talk about it again. So there was a person who was hit by a semi, lost fingers, a lot of the ability to use his hands, leg, can walk, didn't lose the leg but has issues, and he's in a lot of pain. And his primary care doctor doesn't do narcotics or long-term pain management, and a lot of us don't. I know you think we're just punting and turfing and all that, but honestly, with all the threats that we get, now with, you know, possibly losing our license and malpractice and all that, if we don't feel we had adequate training, we really shouldn't be doing it. So they refer the person to a pain management clinic. So the pain management clinic is taking care of him for a while. Everything's going okay. And then all of a sudden that pain management clinic has to close. Not sure if they went out of business, not sure if somebody retired, but that clinic closed down. So about a decade or two ago, you just go to a new clinic. Have your doctor refer you to a new clinic. Your family doctor refer you to a new pain management clinic. So he did that. Goes to a new pain management clinic. They go, well, you know, we'll do these procedures, these procedures, these procedures. He's like, well, I've had it all done. You know, I just need somebody to manage my medicine. Yeah, but, you know, we do procedures here, 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 you know. But what do I do? I'm out of my medicine. My family doctor doesn't write them because they're controlled substances. I don't want to go through withdrawal. And they go, oh, we don't do that. You need to go and see somebody else for that. And that's the pain management office. So you have primary care starting to not write narcotics or controlled substances. You have pain management offices, which we talked about. They'll specialize, and, you know, in their defense, pain management is an art, and many of them do procedures. And they're also under the same restrictions and scrutiny as primary care. And they don't want to lose their license. And so many of them will do their specialty. They'll do their procedures. You know, you'll see this with orthopedics. They're like, look, you know, we'll operate on the knee. We'll operate on the shoulder. But for chronic pain management, that's not what we do. We're orthopedic surgeons. Well, you would think pain management manages pain, but a lot of them don't. They don't want to lose their license. So now you have somebody who is out of his medicines, has nowhere to go, and keeps being turfed and punted back and forth. And you see legislators and you see the media going, yeah, you know, we're really limiting, you know, what doctors can prescribe, and we're fighting this opioid epidemic, and we'll see the results soon. And there's a person right now who's probably crying in his room in pain. And so we have, I think, an epidemic of pain. We have an epidemic of people right now that are being turned out. You know, he said they treated him like a junkie. He said, I have the proof. I have the medical records. You see the loss of my digits. He showed me a picture. I'm not lying. I'm not trying to get high. I'm in pain. And whenever you lose a body part, it's called phantom pain. Your brain still expects that body part to be there. When that body part isn't there because the nerve was severed, it sometimes hurts, even hurts worse than the pain could be with that body part still there. And is anybody helping you all? Who's coming in? Who's your Superman to save the day and make sure you get something for pain? Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, nobody realizes that. So somebody needs to tell these legislators, no, they don't care. They have to get reelected. I mean, I think it would be very popular for somebody to go, look, you guys are in pain, so I'm going to make sure you have something for your pain. But they don't have that control. Already the damage is done. All these doctors are like, you know what? I just don't want to go there. I don't want to lose my license. I still have to support a family. I got to pay off my student loans. I'm just not doing it. And the problem is I don't think a lot of people are going to revert back to pain management. Because if there's only going to be few and far between, many people don't want their whole practice pain. A family doctor likes to sew, likes to biopsy, likes to treat kids, etc. So they wouldn't want their whole practice being chronic pain, especially if that's not their forte. So the damage is being done for every day this happens, and as each state follows suit with more and more restrictive regulations on what doctors can prescribe. And how are the doctors taking it? Well, a lot of doctors are ticked. They're like, who the hell are you to tell me how to treat a patient? But a lot of them are like, you know what? That's just another piece of poop on my plate. and I'm not going to be here much longer. I can't tell you how many people say that's the last straw. That's the last straw. I mean, they don't leave, but they're ready. So many doctors I know have one foot out the door. So I don't see them going back. You tell them that they have to do this paperwork and this paperwork, and they have to check if narcotics were given in any of the all 50 states, and they have to now log into all 50. It's not a national database. It's a state database because the control the pharmacy board is state run. So you have to log into every single state to find out who is using what narcotic, etc. And if you don't, according to some medical boards, you could be in violation. Most doctors are like, forget, you guys, we just don't do that here. And some people say, well, gosh, they'll lose business. You don't understand. Doctors are already overwhelmed. They can barely see all the ear infections and all the fibromyalgias and all the pap smears and breast lumps and prostatitises. They're already up to their ears and hemorrhoids. They don't have any more time. So a patient that is a little bit more high maintenance, not so much the patient, but in terms of all the things that have to be done to qualify for the state, and then you have to prove to the state you did it, it's just easier to say to hell with that. But what about the patients? They're in pain. Nobody's saying, nobody's doing anything. Now, the other thing that's happening is you might have people out there that are aware. You might have legislators or, you know, I don't know, medical suits that know exactly what's going on. And just like tobacco, they're thinking, you know what? It's going to end anyway. They're not going to die from their narcotic withdrawal. They'll all get off their medicines eventually. Not getting pain medicine may be the only way to get people off their opioid addiction. Well, I'm like, well, no. Now you're trying to play God. No. And how many of those people are killing themselves? We hear about suicides going up every year. How many of them are doing that because they're in chronic pain? I heard that somebody had throat cancer, and the pain was so bad that he shot himself in the neck. I mean, you don't mess around with somebody in pain. When somebody's in pain, they get squirrely. They get depressed. They get anxious. They get desperate. I can't imagine what a lot of you guys go through who have pain. And again, any of you guys have stories to share on, you know, you not being able to get treated the way you think you need to be treated, please, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The closest thing to severe pain I ever felt was the kidney stone, and that was hours upon hours and labor. And I was so desperate. I wouldn't sell my kid desperate. But with the kidney stone pain, if somebody said, do you want to die? I would have almost taken it. It was that bad. When you were at that state, because you start to lose it a little bit. If any of you have ever been in severe pain, you usually forget. Your mind's incredible about helping you forget. But I remember parts, and I remember going, I can't do this. And I had a lot to live for. I was only 19 when I had a kidney stone. Never felt pain like that before. Vomiting, bleeding. Wow. I really thought I was going to die. So you don't mess around with people in pain, and that's what we're doing. We have a lot of people out there depressed, a lot of people out there scared, a lot of people out there hurting. And it's going to take us to tell these legislators and the media and the government to quit screwing around with people's pain medications. Because you want to look like you're fighting the heroin and fentanyl crisis. It's a heroin and fentanyl crisis. Yes, people are overdosing on opiates. But let's not generalize it so much. What are we overdosing on? And let people who need their pain medicine get their pain medicine. Or help them get off of it appropriately. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Going to do something very dramatic on the border because people are coming into our country. The Democrats will not give us laws. They will not change laws. They will not meet. They will not do anything. They want to have open borders.
President Trump speaking about immigration outside the White House. The president continues teasing a major immigration announcement.
We're going to be having a major statement on the border sometime later today or tomorrow.
The president is in Colorado addressing the Air Force Academy graduating class. Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New Jersey are all at high risk for thunderstorms today as more severe weather hammers the Ohio Valley to the mid-Atlantic. After tornadoes were spotted yesterday near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the risk of tornadoes remains high. Meanwhile, over 10 million people are under flood warnings from Texas to Illinois. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, this is weird. There's a woman who nearly died because she actually had a hysterectomy, but still got pregnant, and the fetus was growing on the stump of her cervix. There's a procedure called a supracervical hysterectomy where, in the older days, we did this in America, and I guess they're still doing it in countries like Ethiopia, because that's where she's from, where they would, if you had a hysterectomy, They would remove the uterus, but they would keep the cervix. Now, you guys all know what a light bulb looks like. You got the white of the light bulb, and then you got the silver light bulb that screws in. The cervix is like the silver part of the light bulb, and then the white part is like the uterus. The baby is like in the white part of the light bulb, the uterus, and then the silver part is what thins and then dilates when you have a baby. Now, oh, she's 10 centimeters. That's what they're talking about, the silver part, right, of the light bulb or the cervix. That's the cervix. And so what we used to do in the olden days here in America is when we would do a hysterectomy, we would take out the uterus but leave the cervical stump. They thought that the cervix that was sitting there would help with sexual pleasure. They also thought that it would help keep your pelvic floor tight rather than falling through. That whatever was holding that cervix there, why mess with it? So you don't have any issues with your pelvic floor or bladder. So they would do these supracervical hysterectomies. And we stopped doing those because people could get cervical cancer. So we now, well, we then decided to take out everything. And now I'm hearing that some doctors are going back and leaving the cervix back in now. Like, well, as long as you get pap smears, we don't have to worry about cervical cancer because we're watching you there. Or if you get the HPV vaccine, and some people are going back and keeping the cervix, not putting the cervix back, but they're doing the surgery, keeping the cervix. So if you have a hysterectomy, you need to tell your doctor what kind you have. You need to say, is it the whole thing? I mean, the whole uterus and cervix. Is it the uterus and your ovaries? Some of you guys have hysterectomies, but you still have your ovaries. Having your ovaries removed is not called a hysterectomy. Having your ovaries removed is called an oophorectomy. So some of you guys get a total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral salpingo oophorectomy, meaning you have the fallopian tubes and the ovaries taken out. Some of you guys still keep the ovaries, but you just have the uterus taken out. Or some of you have the uterus taken out, but not the cervix and not the ovaries. So you need to tell your doctor what the hell you have. Okay? Well, in this particular case, a 32-year-old went to the hospital with abdominal pain and vomiting. She was confused, has a rapid heart rate, labored breathing, swollen abdomen. So it looks like she was going into shock, not only from blood loss, but from infection. And medics found an embryo that had been growing for 13 weeks on the stump, which was left of her cervix after the uterus had been removed. So this is in a medical journal, and this is like blowing everybody's mind. They said the woman had an ectopic pregnancy in which the fertilized egg attaches itself and begins to grow outside the womb. The pregnancy ruptured and caused, you know, because there's blood flow to the pregnancy, so it ruptured. So she lost about 9.5 pints of blood into her abdomen. They say only 72 women have ever been recorded to have become pregnant after their womb removed. I'm surprised there's that many. Well, if you still have the eggs, I'm sorry, if you still have the ovaries, and you still have the tubes, you're still ovulating. And if a sperm figures out how to get up there somehow, I suppose you could get pregnant. That's some super sperm. They say they believe this was only the third ever case of an ectopic pregnancy developing on the cervix since 1968. They say while a complete uterus is the typical site of gestation, it's not absolutely necessary for fertilization and implantation. They added any reproductive age woman with at least one ovary and a means for sperm to meet the egg could become pregnant. They say the unnamed woman in the case report had not been using contraception because she didn't think she was going to get pregnant because she didn't have a uterus. She had the hysterectomy when she gave birth to a stillborn baby just 6 years before. And that was life-threatening. Oh, well, no, the second one was life-threatening. So, fascinating stuff. That just blows my mind. I, like, kind of, whoa. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of babies, they say the world's smallest surviving baby has been born. He was 3 months premature, and he weighs no more than an apple. He's finally home. This was Sabi. Remember, Sabi was born in San Diego, California, in December 2018. He was only 23 weeks old and 3 days. It's really interesting. When I was in training, babies barely lived if they were born before 27 weeks. And we would have real premature babies at 27 weeks. I think once we had a 26-weeker and they didn't make it. And here, this is a 23-weeker, so we're talking even a month earlier. 23 weeks is a 4 or 5 month-old pregnancy. Oh, Sabie's a girl. She weighed 8.6 ounces, which is about a large apple. She spent 5 months at the neonatal intensive care unit at Sharp Mary Birch Hospital. Then she was discharged about a week or two ago, and she was discharged at 5.6 pounds, about a small bag of rice. She didn't have bleeding in the brain. She didn't have heart issues. Usually, when a baby is born premature, their vessels are very, very thin. I mean, just anything. You know, remember, the womb protects. You got a lot of shock absorption and stuff. And then now, you know, baby's kind of in a, you know, an incubator, and people are lifting them, carrying them, or whatever. It's a lot easier for them to have a bleed or even a spontaneous hemorrhage. So she was stabilized by the life support team at Sharp Mary Birch Hospital for newborns. And then she was transferred to NICU, which is a neonatal ICU. And now she's able to go home because she reached the over 5 pound mark. They usually won't let babies go home unless they're over 5 pounds. Now, Sabie's mom is anonymous. She had been feeling uncomfortable for about a week. She just thought it was a normal part of pregnancy, but then apparently she had preeclampsia, which she had high blood pressure. And when unfortunately with preeclampsia, you could go into eclampsia and you could actually seize, killing mom and baby. So they had to deliver this baby to save the mom and baby. And she said, but the baby's not going to survive. I'm only 23 weeks pregnant. And Dr. Paul Wozniak, the medical director, said that even the baby was much smaller than the staff had anticipated, but the heartbeat was strong, over 100 beats a minute. Normal heart rate, by the way, for a baby that's term, is about 120 to 160. But about 23 weeks, yeah, it could be in the 100 range. And so the heartbeat was strong, and they were able to get a breathing tube in because the baby was not able to breathe on their own. And then they actually couldn't weigh her because the scale wouldn't record her. She was too tiny. You know, 1 out of every 10 infants are born prematurely. Now, people always ask, are babies going to be okay when they're premature? Most of them, yeah, they do. Many of them actually do well, and they catch up. And when they catch up, they're fine. Yeah, we might watch them a little closer. They might be more prone to some respiratory infections, but for the most part, they develop intelligence, communication, usually as good. 23-weekers, I don't know. We don't have a lot of studies on that. But she is just absolutely adorable and gorgeous. Previously, the smallest surviving baby girl was one in Germany. She only weighed 252 grams. Sabie is right now the world's smallest surviving newborn. Now, some people will say, well, are we messing with nature? The problem is for those of us who think a baby's a life, we will go all out. And if that baby, because, I mean, the thing is the baby, you know, wanted to be born, obviously. Just the mom had this reaction where, you know, her blood pressure was going up. That doesn't mean the baby had to die. So this time, I'm very, 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 very happy about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We are back I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know what the hell is going on. We were told that if you work the night shift, that you're more at risk of cancer. One of which cancers is breast cancer. Well, then, last week, a study came out saying women who work night shifts do not face a higher risk of breast cancer. I mean, I love that. That's good news. But it doesn't make me feel any better about our medical research and, you know, how we decide if something's good for us or not. I can't tell you how many times we hear, oh, coffee's good, coffee's not good. You need to drink at least 5 cups of coffee a day to get the health benefits. Oh, no, if you drink more than 6, you could get a heart attack. Well, then, somebody make up your mind. So now, according to the latest, in terms of, you know, shift work, which a lot of us are doing these days, they say there's no evidence of any greater odds of breast cancer in female night shift workers. Charities have found the findings should reassure the hundreds of thousands of women who work overnight. The study comes on the heels of a review by the International Agency for Research on Cancer on the link between shift work and cancer. The World Health Organization has this body of this international agency, and they concluded in 2007 that shift work disrupts the sleep cycle and that sleep cycle disruption is probably carcinogenic. They say the possible link between exposure to electric light at night and an increased risk of breast cancer was proposed over 30 years ago. Well, they're wondering why all these women were getting breast cancer, so they thought maybe it was that. Women weren't home anymore. They were starting to work. I mean, not anymore, but, you know, after the 1940s, more women start to enter the workforce. So, like, I like it. People are like, you know what? They're good. You know, women do a pretty damn good job. You know, and women slowly, you know, maybe back in the 50s, a lot of them went back home. But a lot of them are like, I want to work. You know, so, you know, we saw more women working. And then we start to see more breast cancer. So then you wonder why. So, you know, let's look into that. I mean, I remember my mom worked for most of my childhood. She was on the run. We would have home-cooked meals, but not as often. You know, we didn't eat on a regular basis. A lot of times we'd have sometimes like food to go, or sandwiches, or things like that. So maybe women who work, or men at work, you know, but we're talking about breast cancer, maybe women who work, they eat more on the run. Maybe they eat more processed foods. Maybe they have more stress. And so that could all contribute to breast cancer. But that is interesting. You know, is the link night shift work or is it the stress? So something to think about. So it was feared that shift work could disrupt the body's internal clock, suppressing levels of the sleep hormone melatonin and raising your estrogen levels. But now they say the evidence is inconclusive and recent research has suggested that there may be no impact on breast cancer risk after all. Scientists at the Institute of Cancer Research in London looked at 100,000 women over the course of a decade. This is one of the biggest studies of its kind, and they found 1 in 50 of the women went on to develop breast cancer. But it found no evidence that women who regularly work night shifts face a greater risk of getting the killer disease. They say the link remained true, regardless of the different types of work they did involving night shifts and the age at which they started such work. They say volunteers were initially asked about their working habits over the last 10 years, and almost a fifth reported working night shifts at some point. Okay, so you guys got the point with that. So now, what does that mean for your eye? And a lot of you guys are working night shifts. I know. You have trouble sleeping, and you really can't do much about it. You know, when these studies come out, say, well, you might be at higher risk for cancer, it might be a lower risk. Many of you guys are like, you're acting like I have a choice. Now, you do have a choice. I mean, you could quit your job. I know that's not, it's easier said than done. That's the only job you could get. No, you can't quit your job. But we need to talk about that. So, as the economy changes, as employment needs change, as automation takes over, you're going to be competing with the machine. And machines can work all night. We don't have to let people go because of labor laws at 5 p.m. or give them a break. Machines, unless, you know, there's going to be some sort of a PETA for machines, say, well, you know, you need to oil them once every hour or whatever. because the machines have feelings and AI. That'll be interesting. If these computers or these machines have AI and then they get rights, you know, like Ted, right, did in the movie, you know, if they get rights, human rights, that'll be kind of interesting if that happens. Don't be surprised if you see that later, that you're going to have to give your machines breaks. But we'll just alternate your machines, I guess, or computers or robots or whatever. But now the productivity can just rise. And, you know, you're seeing, you know, now same-day shipping, next-day shipping. You're seeing packages just roll out. I mean, Amazon is probably going to be one of the forefronts, just like Walmart, of how to do it. Not with people, but with machines and robots and automation. And so now, how do you become more more attractive employee? Well, if you're like, no, I can only do the 9-to-5 because I got kids, you might not get the job to the person going, I'll work any hours. I don't care if it's night shift. Do I think working night shift is bad for you? I actually do. Whether it causes cancer, whether it causes depression, your bodies were not designed to be nocturnal. Your bodies were designed to be, you know, diurnal, if that's the proper word for it. You're up during the day and you sleep at night. And trust me, I did 36-hour shifts. I was a mess. I don't even remember my whole first year of residency. And the reason why is I was just working on fumes. It's kind of scary because in residency, you're supposed to be training. And then you're doing these 36-hour shifts. That's why they got rid of them, because you really weren't learning. You were just working. And then, if you're supposed to be trying to become a better doctor, how are you doing that with lack of sleep? So, you know, yeah, they cut that back to now 24-hour shifts, but still, it wasn't healthy at all. I even gained weight. I'm like, how am I gaining weight if I'm not sleeping? And I'm up. I should be making more steps. I should be exercising more if I'm up. It doesn't matter. The metabolism slowed down. The body was like, this is not right. So I actually gained some weight. It was crazy. Periods were off. Everything was just like out of whack. So you do need a cycle, but you need a regular cycle. And you need to get a little bit of sun every day. And you need your body to feel what it's supposed to at night. And I think there's more to it. Maybe it's even more than the melatonin. So what do you do if you have to support a family and the night shift work is your only work? Well, you probably do what all our, you know, what most of us would do and our parents did and our grandparents did. You take the job over your health. We all do that. We all put our work over our health. But maybe think ahead. Maybe try to put your health first. I can't tell you how many people put on the miles and they regret it. And I can't warn you enough. And again, I'm not an economy, an economics show. And I hope those that, you know, do the money shows are warning you guys ahead of time. You better see the writing on the wall. No job is safe, people. No job is safe. Even hair cutting is going to be eventually done by robots. You'll tell a robot what you want. They'll scan your head. They'll figure out your hair. And then they'll do certain cuts. And there'll be guards on the clippers and things like that. Trust me, it's just employers are asking for it. You know, we're going to be talking a little bit more about this Medicare for All, and you know how Bernie Sanders wants to pay for it, and how, you know, it's going to take, you know, it's going to take a lot of money, it's going to take a lot of income, and people are going to be paying more for a system. So if they're going to be paying more, they're going to be looking for ways to pay less. And having less employees is a way to go. Put your health first, people. You only have one body. 1-877-DOT-TOMMY.
Rebel. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.